is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
On this great day. On the Good Day Show, it's Rich McFadden with the still froggy voice, but getting much better, and Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler alongside with me. Roberta is stuck in Rhode Island, and we'll be back tomorrow, but there is still a Queen of Cheap on the website. We'll tell you a little bit about that coming up, and you can always visit it at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, and we are here giving you the stories that you need to know, and Doug is missing today. Well, he's not missing.
He's missing like that Malaysian Airlines plane.
Right, yeah.
No, we know where
I hope not.
We actually found the oil slick where Doug Stephan is.
In Florida.
He is in Florida. He was unable to get a connection to the studio this morning, so we gave him a well-deserved day off. And so he'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. Until then, the top five things you need to know today. When you walk in, stand around the water cooler, and appear smarter than all of your friends, here are the things that you need to know. That scumbag Vandersloot. Jorn Vandersloot.
Jorn.
He
always makes me think of the Swedish chef.
Jorn. Yeah, from the Muppets. Except he's a dirtbag who killed two women. He will be extradited to the United States after he serves his 28-year term in Peru. That's got to be nice, a Peruvian prison. So he will be here in the United States to see his own prison cell here in 2038. Not a good business to be in this year. Mexican drug lord. They killed another one. They say they took down Nazario Moreno yesterday, and they have probably taken out, what, five drug lords in the past 6 months?
They must be on. They must have gotten a good little piece of intelligence, because they took out the big guy just a couple weeks ago, and now this another cartel leader bites the dust. So I guess that's good, especially if you're in the Southwest, because there's a lot of crime associated with these cartels.
Our friends in El Paso are probably very relieved that they're taking these guys out. And let me tell you something. It makes me feel a lot better to know that Mexico is actually doing something, because it was getting out of control.
This is the weird thing about this story. This Nazario Moreno Gonzalez, he was supposed to be dead already. In a 2000,
really?
Yeah, they thought he was supposed to be dead in a 2010 shootout with armed forces. The problem, they never found a body after his first death. So he actually survived that. This time, Mexican officials confirm it's for real. They took his fingerprints and are waiting for DNA results just to make double sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to continue on with dirtbags in the news, Oscar Pistorius, the trial still goes on. Blade Runner still has more questions, more answers, and, you know, this guy, I can't even believe what an opportunity he threw away. It's a shame. The whole story's sad. In Crimea, the Ukraine, that whole thing's still going on. And Western leaders are calling on Russia and Vladimir Putin to help de-escalate tensions. Yeah, that's just what Putin wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play everything like a chess match.
He likes the escalation.
He's 4 foot nothing tall. He's a little mini man, and he loves this.
And nothing happens there without him being okay with it. I mean, here's the thing. He's letting this go on right now. He could already charge in. I mean, whatever he does, he's a puppeteer.
This guy's trying to rebuild the Soviet Union and won't stop until he does or somebody takes him out. And the number one story is the missing plane in Malaysia.
Now, let's go over a couple of these facts, Rich, because there's some things that, and Ken's done a great job of putting this together, what we know, what we don't know, because there's a lot of mystery surrounding the disappearance of this plane. First of all, the flight path. What we know is that the Boeing 777 took off from Kuala Lumpur. Is that right? The Malaysian
Kuala Lumpur.
That too. The Malaysian capital at about 12:41 a.m. on Saturday. It was supposed to arrive in Beijing at about 6:30 a.m. the same day. The flight's about 2,300 miles, and around 1:30 a.m. during the safest part of the flight, air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane as it was flying over the sea between Malaysia and Vietnam. Now, what we don't know is what happened next. The pilots didn't indicate to the tower that there was a problem. There was no distress signal issue. Malaysian military officials cite radar data as suggesting the plane might have changed course and turned back towards the capital. of Malaysia. But pilots didn't tell air traffic control what they were doing, so at this point we don't know why the plane might have turned around. The passengers, what we know is that there were 239 people on board, 227 passengers, 12 crew members. Five of the passengers were younger than 5 years old, and those on board included respected painters and calligraphers, as well as employees of an American semiconductor company. According to the airline, there were passengers of more than a dozen nationalities. There was Asia Pacific, Europe, North American. The most heavily represented were people from China or Taiwan. There was 154 of them, and Malaysia had 38 citizens on board. Now, there were 3 U.S. citizens on the plane, and 5 passengers ended up not boarding that aircraft. Can you imagine how those people are feeling?
Yeah. There's always that story.
Yeah. You're right. There's always those people that kind of dodge that bullet. Now, what we don't know is the real identity of some of the passengers. This is what's come out in the investigation, that 2 people who boarded the plane under the guise of an Italian and Austrian citizen were using stolen passports. Authorities say that they're investigating the possibility that others on the plane were traveling under fake passports as well. So this passport mystery... The tickets for the 2 people using the stolen Italian and Austrian passports were both bought Thursday in Thailand. That was according to ticketing records. And both tickets were one way, had itineraries continuing on from Beijing to Amsterdam. One ticket's final destination was Frankfurt and the other was Copenhagen. The original owners of the passports were not on the plane. Both had their passports stolen in Thailand back in 2012. What we don't know is the people using the stolen passports are who they are and if they have any connection to the plane's disappearance. People are speculating, of course, that they do. Malaysia's news agency cited Home Affairs Minister Ahmed Zahid Hamidi as saying that 2 people who used the passports looked like Asians, but authorities have so far declined to disclose any other details. Obviously, that investigation goes onward.
Yeah, this is where everybody starts getting a little bit, I don't know. You hate to see... As much as horrible as all this is, any plane crash and 240 people dying, I don't want to see terrorism. It's just, it just puts everything in a bad place.
It does. And, you know, you're not going to know until you find the wreckage and try to figure out what exactly happened. And I know everybody's doing it. Everybody's kind of joined together in this search. I mean, 34 planes, 40 ships, search crews from 8 countries.
China and the U.S. working together.
Yeah, all scouring this area of the South China Sea near where the plane was detected. There's pieces of debris that they spotted in the area, but that's turned out to not be from the plane. So it's just interesting. Oil slicks, maybe the possible sighting of a plane door, but again, until you can actually find the wreckage and like you suggested earlier today, Rich, maybe get out some submarines, we're just not going to know exactly what happened.
Yeah, they're going to have to go deep sea fishing for this one. So, we'll wait for more details on that. Coming up on Good Day, what numbers do you play when you do the lottery?
12.
And the Queen of Cheap. Well, it might be more than that. It's 15 past on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for 2? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's 18 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. And that's Jennifer, Rich, and Ken with you. Doug is out today. Gave him the day off. We'll see if we let him come back tomorrow. And what is your lucky number? Apparently, one lady found her lucky numbers inside one of her fortune cookies and hit for $2 million. So our poll today, Ken.
Nice. What numbers do you use when you play the lottery? Birthdays, lucky numbers. I'll be using fortune cookie numbers next time.
No kidding.
I let the computer pick my numbers, other or I don't play the lottery.
All right. Let's go around the room. Jennifer?
Typically, I will do a quick pick for the lottery, but sometimes I use birthdays.
Do you, and Ken?
Yeah, I let the computer pick my numbers.
Yeah, that's what I do. I figure they control everything anyway.
Exactly. Maybe right. They might give me a break.
Right. If I use their numbers, maybe they'll let me win. Here's the thing, though. I always buy my numbers at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And I don't ever hear anybody. They always win at, like, you know, some little tiny Asian quickie mart type thing. I need to start buying my numbers at a new place.
Yeah, you always want to find, like, the dirty little tiny markets. Those
exactly.
are the best ones. Those are the ones that always win.
Those are the ones that are always on the news.
Yeah. I know, yet they still stay dirty after they get their winner's share. But
yeah, I'm trying to figure out my lucky trend here, and I can't figure it out. All right, let's, even though she's not here.
The diva. I'm filling in for the Queen of Cheap today. I'll be the Princess of Cheap.
It's Roberta Fessenhelling.
All right, so here she is, Jennifer.
All right, check it out over at DougSteffen.com today. Lots of great deals from the Queen of Cheap. Like smart apps for kids, guys. 27 free Fisher Price apps. These are really cool. They're apps for babies and kids. They can be good used on iPhones, iPads, lots of colors and music. So check that out. Mickey Mouse, Batman, really cool. Free music from Amazon.com. Everybody likes free music. Amazon wants to give you free music from up-and-coming artists. You never know. Maybe there's a future biggie in there, and you can download that for free with the link at DougSteffen.com. Kmart coupon, fine jewelry. Ooh, if you need a nice ring or maybe a gift, if you're on the hunt for some beautiful jewelry, make your way over to Kmart. For a limited time, you can buy one piece of fine jewelry and you get a second piece for free when you use the coupon code. Plus, you can save big on printer ink, and that stuff gets expensive. All these deals outlined in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com.
All right, it's coming up on 21 past the hour, and we're going to tell you about a guy in a parachute who runs into an airplane.
Ouch.
21 past the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Ken with you. Doug is out today. Imagine this. You finally decide to go.
Yes.
And strap a parachute on your back.
Never.
And jump out of an airplane.
Wouldn't do it.
You're almost at the ground. You're going to live. You've made it. But then you hear a sound. It's a plane propeller coming off from your right side, taking off from the airfield you're landing on, and the plane catches your parachute.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what happened. A plane became entangled in the strings of a skydiver's parachute, sending both crashing to the ground. Both the pilot and the jumper were hospitalized with minor injuries.
And the pictures make it look like they should have had major
injuries.
You
look at these
pictures. It's incredible.
And the plane is about to nosedive. It's 10 feet off of the ground.
It crashes into the ground, really.
And it's sending the person in the parachute, the parachutist, flying through the air. Polk County Sheriff's spokeswoman Carrie Eliezer says 87-year-old pilot Sharon Tremblay was taking off and doing landing maneuvers Saturday in her Cessna, in South Lakeland Airport in Mulberry, Florida. On his third landing pass, the wing of his plane became entangled with the strings of a 49-year-old Gainesville skydiver, John Frost, about 75 feet off the ground. Frost was flung to the ground, and Tremblay's plane nosedived to the surface. Eliezer says neither sustained serious injuries, but both went to the hospital.
Hmm.
Frost was treated and released, and Tremblay was held for observations.
Okay, two questions come to my mind here.
My God.
Okay, first question, why in the heck do people skydive? I mean, really and truly.
I want to do it.
You are crazy.
Yeah,
it is a perfectly good plane. I want to stay in it. I don't want to get out of it. That's just number one. Number two, how does this happen? Is there like no... Like, nobody talking to you, no air traffic control.
Apparently,
you would think not really a great idea to parachute on a runway.
Apparently, the skydivers were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
It was their mistake. But I'm telling you, you have to look at the picture. Ken, please post this in the trending section on Good Day. Go to GoodDay.com, DougStephensShow.com, and look at the picture. But specifically pay attention to the picture of the plane that looks like it's, I don't know, taking off 20 feet off of the ground with the parachute wrapped around the wing
and the guy
dragging
hanging back.
The skydiver.
They're lucky. I mean, really, we laugh about it a little bit now. They are lucky. This could have been a really bad scene.
Can you imagine? Then there's the last picture is of the airplane
just basically nose into the ground.
Crashed into the ground.
And the skydiver 15 feet behind him just being drugged. What an amazing... Let me tell you something. If anybody's going to play their numbers, it should be these two people. Because they are...
And you said, I'm pretty sure they already did play their numbers, by the way. That's it.
And you said the skydiver was at fault, was in the wrong place?
That's what it says in this article.
Because I know everybody's going to want to blame the pilot who's 7 years old.
But this pilot was just on a runway, though. I mean, how could it be the pilot's fault?
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. So Jennifer asked the great question, why does anybody jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Yes.
Why does anybody jump onto a runway?
Well, that's the question. How did that happen? Was there no air traffic control? I mean, what was going on?
I mean, don't these people usually land in just an empty field?
Yeah, I mean, there are places in California where, I mean, like whole cities that are known as skydiving jumps because it's just in the middle of nothing. You can jump. I mean, if you go off course a little bit, nothing's going to hurt. You're in the middle of nothing, literally.
If I'm strapping a parachute on my back for the first time and somebody says you're going to jump onto a runway.
Yeah. No.
Check, please.
I'd be like, hey, just, you know what? Don't worry about that freeway down there. You want a highway? It's lots of room. No
check
problem.
It out at DougStefan.com. We've got the story posted there. Kenny, you have it up momentarily, and it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We're going to talk about how to keep your dog's mind stimulated. We know how to keep their body in good shape, but what about their head? First of all, exercise. Lots of exercise. If you can incorporate exercise with another activity such as playing, that's a great way to keep your dog mentally stimulated. There are now toys on the market. I call them brain teaser toys, which are interactive. It's kind of like working with the Rubik's Cube for dogs. Great idea to keep them stimulated. Dogs like to work. Even if you don't need your dog to have a job, give them a job, find something, get my shoe, fetch my slipper. Again, that will keep the dog mentally stimulated. And training, you know, I could care less whether your dog sits the first time or jumps over a hurdle, but sometimes keeping up with your dog's training really helps keep that mind stimulated. And just like with people, as we age, our mind tends to slow down a little bit, but if we read, and I'm not asking you to have your dog read, but if you keep that mind occupied, if you keep it working, he'll have a much more quality life for years to come. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Past the hour, tick-tock, tick-tock. If you have not set your clock forward, you are late. Wait a minute. Or are you early?
Hard to tell. It's daylight savings now, you know.
So we changed our clocks over the weekend, and today is National Take a Nap Day. Kenny's going to have some information for us coming up on that. But before that, here are some of the stories that you need to know, like Oscar Pistorius barfing in court.
Yeah. Ugh. So I guess the judge, as a result of this, the judge in the murder trial for Oscar Pistorius banned live broadcasting and tweeting of the graphic testimony of the expert who conducted the autopsy on Reva Steenkamp. That's the girlfriend that allegedly was shot by Oscar.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
A judge actually has to say, I banned tweeting from the courthouse.
Yeah, because I guess it was that bad. As the graphic evidence was read out in court, Pistorius appeared to vomit. That's according to the BBC and Sky News. Ugh. Gross. He should know. He's the one shooting into the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, innocent until proven guilty, allegedly, right?
Not here, actually. No. In the court that he is in, it is guilty until proven innocent, actually. That's their justice system over there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so many different things with this case. The fact that, and sadly, this man has no legs. And so he said he was in bed with his prosthetics off. And he was scared because he heard an intruder. And the house was pitch black and he started shooting. That's his story. But the neighbors around him testify that every light in the house was on, that it was, you know, lights blaring.
And screaming.
And that there were screams coming out of the bathroom. So here's the deal. I can buy into the I'm scared and I'm going to shoot story. Okay, conceivable. When you hear female screams, I don't care who you are, and maybe this is sexist, you would probably stop because most people would assume that an intruder would be a man, correct?
Correct.
So if you hear female screams, maybe you might want to investigate instead of continuing to shoot. That's where the story gets a little weird for me.
Yeah. Plus, there's history here. It's not like, hadn't the authorities been called to their place before? And so when you have that kind of history, you just start to doubt all of the stories. And, you know, hey, listen, allegedly innocent until proven guilty, at least in our court of law. But it's a hard time to buy this one. So, it makes you weird and wonder why he would get sick at the discussion of something that everybody thinks he created.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, here's where the whole thing really falls apart for me. He said he heard somebody, thought it was an intruder, and he thought she was asleep beside him. So he got up and put on his prosthetic legs and then went and got a gun, all while not disturbing who he thought was sleeping.
Right.
And went and shot through the bathroom door.
Because that's what you would do first. I mean, when you guys are both married, wouldn't you be like, hey, honey, I hear, you know, there's some noise downstairs.
I think there's somebody here.
Call the police.
Stay here. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, you stay here. Call the police.
And how many people really think that an intruder is going to go lock themselves in your bathroom?
I know. What are they doing? Like freshening up or something before they
rob
you?
Hey, listen, I was just walking by and really needed to go.
Yeah.
So I thought I would break into
their
place and lock myself in the
bathroom. You know, when you have to take a hoo-hoo during the during a break-in.
Right, exactly.
Lots of holes in that story.
All right, so what else is going on?
All right, also a big earthquake struck the coast of California while you were sleeping. It was a 6.9 earthquake off the coast of Northern California.
That's a biggie.
Closest to Eureka, that is a big quake. A 6.9 is huge.
How far off the coast?
About 50 miles west of Eureka. And, you know, what's good about this quake is that it was in the middle of the ocean. Not a lot of damage was felt on the mainland. And there was no threat of tsunami. So if you're going to release some pressure from the earth, this is a good way to do it. A lot of aftershocks, including one magnitude 4.6. That's been the biggest one so far. And that's a pretty good size quake all in itself. You know, again, it's probably good because it was in the middle of the ocean. Nobody was really hurt. No reports of, you know, big damages or anything like
that. No tsunami warnings.
No tsunami warnings.
Okay.
And then also in the news today, Rich, there's a blood test out that could predict your risk of Alzheimer's disease.
How would they do that?
Well, scientists have developed a blood test that can lead to an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's or even other forms of dementia in elderly people long before the symptoms even begin to manifest. And this is good news because the early detection of Alzheimer's sometimes gets blamed on old age. You know, you may not pay attention to the signs, and then you lose really good time because if you have early, if you can diagnose early, they can give you some medications that can actually prolong your memory. So this is really good news if you know that you have this in your system. You can actually
in your family.
You can actually get some help for this. They use this test to measure your lipid levels, which could predict with 90% accuracy whether patients are going to develop MCI or Alzheimer's within 3 years.
I'll tell you what.
That's a big development.
Modern medicine is I'm living proof that modern medicine is an amazing thing. And I heard a story the other day about how they are going to, in tests so far, curing AIDS. If you have HIV, they can actually take your blood cells out and take the gene that turns HIV into AIDS and alter it, put it back, and then grow it outside of your body in a petri dish, and then reintroduce it to your body so that then those cells take over the other cells that are likely to get infected, and it alters those cells. So they take the cell out, alter it, grow more of them, put them back in your body. Those cells then find the other cells and alter them.
Isn't that crazy?
Therefore, your body is incapable of turning the HIV virus into AIDS. And I sit there and I listen to that and I think, amazing, amazing the things that we can do. And something, and then, you know, the same day you hear a story about a ship off the coast of whatever creating humans in a petri dish, and then you're kind of like freaked out what science can do.
A little freaky.
Yeah, so, but it's just, it's absolutely amazing where we've come.
There's also an ethical dilemma with some of this stuff too, because especially with this story, people are saying that this is going to give you a lot of pressure as a doctor to see if people really want to know if they're going to set themselves up for Alzheimer's or, you know, any catastrophic disease. I mean, if you could take a test to find out if you're likely to get cancer, would you want to do that? I think yes.
I say yes.
Because knowing is preventing.
And, you know, there's ethical, I guess, concerns with all of these. I mean, are we, at what point are we playing God?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if we're creating
a human
life.
Absolutely.
But we do that already with, look how many babies are born that couldn't have been born without some kind of scientific help nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But look how many babies are not born because of birth control. So, I mean, you can say we play God already, just curing, any kind of surgery that that prevents somebody from dying, we're playing God.
Absolutely.
So it's just, but it also shows what an amazing creature we are to be able to figure out how to handle disease. I mean, think of it.
And how our bodies self-correct a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, how things overcompensate in your system. I mean, it really is kind of magic. I mean, modern science is magic, but our bodies are even more, I mean, just incredible at what they do.
I look at this, and sometimes I'm amazed. I mean, you know, when you're a kid, you sit there and you stare at your hands and you move your fingers around and you're like, how does it work? How do I think? And then all of a sudden it happens that I can move my body and that my body just breathes and my heart pumps while I'm asleep.
Thank God, because I'd hate to be responsible for remembering that.
Well, but I know. I got enough on my plate.
I know.
But then you get older and you start to get into stories like this and you really start to think deeply about how did... You know, I believe in God, so how did God give us the ability to figure out that we can take a cell out of our body, alter it, and reintroduce it to our body to fix a disease?
Mm-hmm.
And it just absolutely astonishes me.
Incredible.
I can't even fathom how we were put together. That's amazing. So, all right, and today is National Take a Nap Day because of the time change.
I hope I get to do that. I hate to go against national holidays.
Well, it's going to be close to 60 degrees here in Washington, D.C. today. So I can imagine there's going to be a whole lot of people playing hooky and taking a nap. But
yeah, you lose an hour of sleep. Come on.
Yeah, we've been trying to look around because we've been hearing
daylight.
That there are also a few other things that go along with National Take a Nap Day.
Well, it was daylight. We switched to daylight saving time, and it is just the one saving. I know a lot of people like to say savings time, but Hawaii and most of Arizona didn't change their clocks. They don't follow it. I didn't know that. Also, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and American Samoa didn't change their clocks either. But this isn't just a U.S. thing. There are 70 countries all over the globe that changed their clocks over the weekend.
I think it's really dumb.
Not China.
Can't we stop it now?
Yeah.
China and Japan don't observe it, though.
Right.
That makes sense. But how about Russia?
Russia is one of the ones that does.
Really?
That did change their clocks.
See, I thought this was an American thing just for the farmers, and then we just never changed it.
So, I think we started it, but I think it just caught on.
I think we need to finish it. I think we should just leave things as they are today.
You know, my
this
wife,
whole springing forward, falling back, it's so confusing on your poor brain. You don't know what
time
it is.
We don't need them anymore. I think we should stay here where it stays light later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and not move back. But see, traditionally or historically, we should be the other way. But I like this one better. We should have it should be a referendum on the next election.
Let's add it. You want to do a petition?
Yeah. Should we just not have daylight saving time? And if so, which time should we stick with? We should make that the poll tomorrow, Ken.
Okay.
And let's see what everybody votes on. All right. And then we also saw that there are more car accidents today.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, people
are
tired.
Than any other day. Yeah. So be alert, be aware, and please stay safe. It's 44 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas. supply massive data to state and federal governments and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
There was 57 channels in Lebanon. 57 channels in Lebanon.
Oh, I beg to differ, Bruce.
There's a lot on, Rich.
There's a lot on. There's a, right now is good television time. And it's time for Jennifer Horn and her television update so that you know what to watch. What's going on?
Well, Celebrity Apprentice is getting ready to tune up for a brand new season, and the rumors are starting to fly about who might be part of the cast.
What crazy characters do they have for us this
time? Well, it doesn't sound very good. And I love this show, by the way. Go ahead.
Does it still get good ratings?
It did last year. I mean, I love the show. Last year was the All-Stars, and my boyfriend Trace Adkins was on.
That's right.
And he won. But according to Gossip Cop, Kate Gosselin. Oh, boy. Ian Ziering. From Sharknado.
Right.
Martina Navratilova, the tennis player. And Johnny Weir, I don't really know what he does, except he's an Olympian.
Right.
Are confirmed for the upcoming season, which doesn't yet have a premiere date, with David Hasselhoff in talks to join as well. Isn't that
really?
Don't hassle the Hoff, let him win. Trump, come on.
So
we'll see. I think Trump announces the cast, I think, in the next couple of weeks, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Johnny Weir is that guy that was doing the...
the Olympic coverage. Yeah.
The Olympic coverage with Tara Lipinski.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting style of dress.
Yeah, it was a show.
Yeah. Now, Bob Costas got a lot of attention from having pink eye during the Olympics, but NBC is denying a New York Post report that said that Bob Costas' case of pink eye came from a botched Botox procedure.
Yes, is that awesome?
A source told the paper that Costas came down with the infection, which sidelined him from Olympic coverage for 6 days after getting Botox to smooth out wrinkles, adding, "This isn't the first time he's had it." NBC denies the story, says there is zero truth. Zero. Now, if you're a fan of Grey's Anatomy, as I am, you'll be happy to know that Isaiah Washington is coming back. He was Dr. Burke in the first, probably six seasons of Grey's. He left the show because he had a personality conflict with co-star T.R. Knight, who's also gone from the show. So now he's coming back to give Dr. Christina Yang a proper send-off because they had a relationship. Sandra Oh is leaving the show at the end of the season. Plus, early renewals
stuff
for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mindy Project, and The Following over at the Fox Network.
There it is. You're up to date. TV News and Jennifer Horn. It's Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden here on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Nothing works out, you know. I'm still heavy. I can't lose any weight. Now, last week I went nuts. I tried the rice diet. Between meals, kept folding my shirts. And my doctor, he don't help either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. What a doctor. Well, one time I saw him, he gave me sleeping pills. He told me to take them whenever I wake up. And I saw my dentist, too, another beauty. I said to him, Doc, look at my teeth. They're all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I tell you, I meet the wrong people. That's my trouble. Like last week, I met the Surgeon General. He offered me a cigarette.
Dr. Ken is here, and the report that caught my eye first was this CDC report that hospitals are overusing and misusing antibiotics. How can that be?
Doug, antibiotics are nothing short of miracle drugs for infections, and it's important that antibiotics are used promptly whenever needed. And the way to preserve them is to not use them when they're not essential. Unnecessary antibiotic use, it exposes patients to potential complications without any medical benefit. And overuse of these same antibiotics also increase the likelihood that patients will come down with these super resistant infections in the future. You know I talk about the balance between the good and the bad, and when you use them inappropriately, you kill off everything, the good and the bad bacteria. Find out if your hospital has a formal approach to prescribing antibiotics based on CDC guidelines. This is the way to your greatest safety.
All right. The hospitals, we continue to learn more and more about hospitals and think less and less about them because if you're going to die or you want to die, go to a hospital. All of the germs and all the horrible stuff that seems not to be able to be handled, plus this kind of stuff. Woof. All right, next item has to do with secondhand smoke in... now, this is something I'm wondering about. When I go to you for my physical, we better check my arteries, because I was around secondhand smoke as a child. A lot of other people listening have been. What's the worry?
This may explain your situation. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug. Secondhand smoke causes irreversible damage to children's arteries and puts them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke later in life. Adults who are exposed to secondhand smoke when their children have thicker artery walls, raising the risk for heart attack and stroke.
What do you mean this may explain? explain your problem. What do you know that I don't know?
Well, we always talk about your carotids, and you always wonder why you have a little bit of placking there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a big deal. We keep an eye on it, but you've always wondered why it's there.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. More reason for us to have Heart Factors Plus around, maybe. The fact that Alzheimer's ruins as many lives as it does, we think we have X number of people who are dying because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently, that number is not accurate, Ken.
Big news out of the medical journal Neurology this week. The number of people who die, Doug, from Alzheimer's disease may be five times higher than previously thought. Alzheimer's appears to be the third leading cause of death in America, right behind heart disease and cancer. It causes the brain to decline over time. At first, it affects those parts of the brain that are responsible for thinking and memory. This is how we all identify with it. But eventually, Alzheimer's can cause problems with feeding and swallowing. This puts people at risk for poor nutrition, dehydration, and infection. And at that stage, it can lead to fatal conditions such as pneumonia and heart failure.
Listen up, coffee drinkers. If you're dependent on caffeine, it could be tied to other things going on in your life.
The good and the bad here. For some people, dependence on caffeine can be so strong physically and emotionally that it becomes a very big problem. That's even a medical term that describes it, of course. It's called caffeine use disorder. For the most part, caffeine is probably benign in moderate doses. Multiple studies, Doug, have shown health benefits associated with regular caffeine consumption. It may protect against diabetes and even Alzheimer's disease, or even help treat depression. However, in excessive amounts, caffeine can cause palpitations, headaches, anxiety, jittery hands, and insomnia. Coffee can even cause chronic reflux, stomach acid pain, bleeding, and hemorrhoids.
Wow. And this is not just coffee, but it's a tab and some of these other drinks as well. All right. So there's Dr. Ken with his report for us here on the Doug Steffen Program.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dicoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.